Good morning, all. We're at the beginning of Perek Yud, chapter 10. So we again continue with a lot of the laws as they apply to the malacha of hutzah, of carrying on Shabbos. So continuing at the beginning with some of the minimum measurements. So we said that there are some items that, you know, if they're too small, then you're not liable if you bring them outside. So let's just jump right in. Hamatznia lezera u'dugma u'refua. Let's say a person stored some sort of a seed or If a person stores some sort of a seed so that they can either show it to their customers, they sell seeds, or they wanted to save it as some sort of a medicine, the hutzio of Shabbos, and he took it out on Shabbos, into a public domain, chaya b'chol shehu. So this person who brought out remember we said you need a few seeds if you're carrying seeds to plant, so you need a few more than one seed for sure to be liable for the malacha of hutzah on Shabbos. So if I only have one seed, so nonetheless I would still be liable if I saved it for a purpose of showing it to a customer as an example, or if I use it for a fuah. Why? Because I am demonstrating that this minimum amount, although it is very small, and that is still significant to me, and therefore I would be chayav for the smallest amounts in this regard. B'chul adam in chayav alav ela kashiro. However, most other people who don't need it for these reasons will only be liable if they have the minimum measurement, which we discussed yesterday. Let's say chazar v'hechniso. So let's say a person brings the seed outside, right, the single seed that a regular person, again, would not be liable for, but he has demonstrated that he cares about this small amount. So let's say he goes outside and, you know, decides when he's on his journey, he's out in the public domain already, he decides, you know what, I really don't need to save this anymore. I don't need it for a fuah, I don't need it for healing purposes, and I don't need it to show it to a customer. So in that case, when he went out, he was liable, he violated one prohibition, but then when he comes back in, he would not be liable anymore because it's not the minimum amount. Then he decided that he does not need this small minimum seed, this minimum seed amount, and therefore he would not be liable when he goes back inside just because of his change of thought processes. Mishnah Beis, Hamotzi Achalenu Nesanan Al Ha'askupa. So now we're shifting gears to talking about how I fully violate the prohibition of hutzah. So if you remember all the way back to the first parak, we spoke about how there are multiple actions involved when I potentially violate the isra of hutzah. Right, I have to pick it up from the private domain, and I have to bring it outside and put it down in the public domain. So let's say hamotzi achalan unasanan ala askupa. Let's say if I had food in my house and I take the food from my house and I place it on what we call an askupa. So an askupa is like a porch. So imagine there's a house with like a porch outside of it. And so the porch has a status of what we call a karmelis, which is a derabanan, right? It's a rabbinic form of property because it's not in the public domain, it's not in the private domain, it's kind of this weird in-between status. So if I take it from my private domain, I take a piece of fruit and I take it from my house and I put it on my porch outside. So in that case, bein shechazar v'hotzian, bein shehotzian acher patur. So if I then go take this fruit and bring it from my porch to the actual public domain, or someone else does that for me, so this guy who brought it out originally from his house to the Carmelist, to his porch, he is exempt. Again, we generally say that if you patar val aser, so if a person is technically exempt on a Torah level, they are still obligated they're still liable for this prohibition on a rabbinic level. And the reason why this person is mipnei shelo asa melachto bevasachas, because the way you violate the malacha of hutzah is you have to do it in one full action. So that means you take it out and you put it down, take it out from the private domain and put it down in the public domain. This guy first put it in this, you know, unknown category. He put it on a karmelis, he put it on the porch outside, and he didn't immediately bring it outside, and therefore he would not be liable from a Torah point of view for this action, because it was a two-step process from bringing it from the private domain to the karmelis, to his porch, and then again there had to be a second action to bring it outside. So this guy would not be liable on a Torah level. Then kupa shehi melea peros unasana alas kupa hachitzuna. So let's say I have a basket filled with fruit, and I take this basket of fruit and I put it on my iskupa hachitzuna, on my which is like an outer porch. So when the Mishnah is referring to over here is a case where, so there's my porch itself on the house, and then there are parts of the porch that are so close to the street, that are so close to the public domain, and are essentially low enough to the ground, we would usually say less than 3 tefachim from the ground, then that would make it part of the public domain technically. So let's say I take a basket of fruit from my house, and imagine I have a basket of cucumbers, long cucumbers, and I take that basket and I put it on this outer part of my porch, which again is so close to the street and so low down in the ground that it makes it essentially part of the public domain. So if I take a basket and I put it, take my basket of cucumbers and put it on this area, if I do that, afal pi sharova peros mibachutz, even if most of the fruits, and when they say most of the fruits, they mean, you know, because imagine it's a long basket with long cucumbers in it. So essentially, let's say more than half of the cucumbers in the basket are in the outside, right, in the public domain. Patur, this guy is still exempt. This guy is not has not violated a full prohibition, a full Torah prohibition. Acha yosi es kol akupa, until he actually brings the entire basket to the outside. And the reason why is because I have a basket full of fruit, and so not a single full fruit is on the outside. If however, I had a basket outside, kind of in this in-between area, in such a way that at least one full fruit would be outside, then I would be liable. The reason, imagine over here, we have a long basket, so half the basket is on the out, is kind of on this outer porch, and part of the basket is still in my private domain. And the reason why I'm not liable over here is because there is not a single full fruit that is on the outside. But if I had a basket, let's say of seeds, for example, and there were a whole bunch of seeds that technically were on the outer, on the outside, in the public domain. So in that situation, then I would actually be liable for that. The reason why you're exempt in here in this case is because there's not a single full fruit that is on the outside. Okay, we'll stop right here. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Gemara.